Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We've been talking about adding filters to dating apps. They won't necessarily work. In fact, many of them would be illegal, like posting people's credit scores and everything else. But what are the ones you would add? From Texas, this text. There should be a spot on the app where they have to say if there's someone who claps when the plane lands or not.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because if you clap when the plane lands, you are undateable.
Okay, that's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a little kid. Yeah,
well, unless it was the most treacherous flight ever and you actually went upside down at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. But if it's just a normal up and down and there's no turbulence or anything and you clap, it's a little weird.
I think, Kelly, you brought one up one time when we talked about something fairly similar where it's, I think, just a good question to ask on a first date, but could be one that would be good to have on dating apps would be, is there anybody in your life that would be offended by the fact that you are talking to me right now?
Yeah.
Thinks that they are in something a little bit more serious with you and would be upset to find out that you are cruising the app still.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like they don't like your ethnicity.
No.
Whatever. Like, no, they hate white girls.
They hate radio people.
Yeah.
Or job or whatever.
Oh, you should have to post pictures of your family's hairlines.
Thank God that's not on there.
Yeah. You got to see where you're headed.
Family plans should, you know, what's your ideal family size?
That's kind of on there, at least on Hinge, where it has like a little picture of a stroller and it'll say like, don't want children, open to children, has children, something like that.
This one, it would never be fair to make people put it on there, but if it was on there, it would make the concept of, I mean, let's face it, dating apps is body shopping. Body shopping would be easier if they had to list their trauma. Now, that's unfair to make someone list their trauma, but that would be helpful. And then they should say whether they've considered or used therapy or not. Now, that one would be more important to me than the trauma one. The trauma one you can deal with.
Yeah, lots of people.
Unless you're not.
I think an ex filter would be good in the sense, like, how many exes do they still communicate with? And not because there's ways to be. I'm friendly and supportive of exes of mine for sure, but we don't text all the time. But if they're the type of ex where, like, you keep them on the back burner so you can hook up with them when you're desperate or when things are rough, I'd love to have an ex filter like that.
Do you have a good, friendly relationship with exes versus, like, a relationship with exes?
Yeah.
I have a lot of Facebook friends that are exes and we get along, but I don't see them and hang out.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, she's like a sister to me. It's like, has your penis been inside her? Because if that's the case, then...
She's not like a sister.
That's a weird sister. That's not like my sister.
Right?
Oh.
That really is true. Like when somebody says that, I'm like, nah, it's not the same. Mm-mm.
I would like to see be able to access a person's last month of grocery bills. Like the line items.
Yes.
Like, what are you buying? Ooh. Like, wait a minute. So you're telling me in the last 30 days you bought 19 2 liters of Faygo? That's a lot. How many people live in your house? You? Okay, no. Like, you drink too much pop.
Or their DoorDash history. or like any of those food deliveries. Like, how often do you get food delivered? How lazy are you?
This text, I want a body count filter.
I don't. Mm-mm. I actually don't want that. Mm-mm. Like, when I date, like, I've had plenty of like deeper discussions about like past sexual histories and stuff like that, because I think that can be good. But I still, like, I only want to know so much. I don't like thinking about it. Like, I know people have been with a bunch of people before me, but
I don't want to know either.
I don't really want to know too much.
Right. No. You're better off not knowing.
Yeah. I'm happier not knowing. Yeah, I like to be blissfully unaware and just go, this is the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah. We're here right now. As long as I know that I'm the only one. Yeah. I mean, in my personal, I know that other people are more open with their relationships, and that's fine, but that's just not the kind of relationship I'm in.
Right.
As long as we're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Somebody said, do you use your blinker? Yes or no? Do you turn your four-way flashers on if it's raining? That's a problem.
It is. It's unnecessary most of the time.
What on you is fake? Like teeth?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, you can
go beyond that.
Again, I mean, most of the time you can kind of tell, though. Like, even if it's really well done, you can usually kind of tell.
What about cheating history? Cheated and cheated on?
Yeah.
Going back to the one that Hot Wings talked about and Kelly talked about with like the bedroom, picture your bedroom, picture of your car, picture of your kitchen sink currently.
Are you a plate stacker?
Mm.
But everybody would just, the problem with all of these, if it's the photo one, no, I was going to say people would just clean it, but they wouldn't.
No.
There are plenty of people who wouldn't clean it.
This is ideal scenario where it's taking a picture. It's a snapshot of your life. You don't know that the picture's being taken. It's just boom right there, like as basically you told your friend, "Hey, go into my house, take pictures of everything in its current state or in its normal state." I know we have to like suspend disbelief for all of it, but
yeah, I mean, if we can make credit score be on there, and
sure,
surely a picture of the sink's gonna be in there. You think who thinks they would be okay if their sink right now?
I'd be fine.
Oh, right,
yeah,
now?
I'd be fine.
Yeah, excellent.
Take a picture of my sink anytime.
There might
anytime,
be a cup in anytime. There or something.
Never leave stuff in it?
I mean, I leave, like, if a pan had some crud in it and it needs soaking. To soak, I leave stuff like that soaking. But, I mean, no, I do a closing shift 99% of the time at night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, generally, I'm not a sink stacker. Every now and then, I get busy or whatever, and I go, and I haven't had time to unload the dishwasher, but usually I take care of that stuff. But, like, part of it, because I've dated enough and done online dating and everything else, I realize how much I wouldn't want some of those filters, because I would have filtered out people. The woman I'm seeing now, she's a sink stacker, single mom. She's busy as hell. But if that's all I had to go on, I go, oh, she's a sink stacker. And I'm not.
No, you're right.
I won't like this. Or she's got papers on the front seat of her car a lot. Yuck. But then I realized, because of her job, she's constantly in and out of the car, like with this group and this marketing thing and this thing. And I go, oh. Well, now I get it, and I don't care. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, that's why it's a filter. You can turn it on, you can turn it off.
Yeah, I would have to shut them off. I'd never date anyone. I'd go, no, I wouldn't. Because I'd go, oh,
you
no, no,
you
because
would not.
I would find all these little things like, oh, that might be a problem because I'm an overthinker. So too much information for me is way bad.
Hot Wings would, like, I believe you. Hot Wings would be like, nope, she's perfect, but she has ants.
Yeah.
Wait, what? She can get rid of the ants? I don't know.
I mean, you could tell me, like, you're going to give me a free Bentley, and I can have it in black or red. And that one choice alone for a free vehicle would take me, like, 100 years. Mm-hmm. I'd go,
paralysis through analysis?
Yeah, so the more details I have, I'm not better off.
It's hard to believe you weren't ever diagnosed as ADHD, because that's such an ADHD thing.
Diagnosed because I never went in and said, hey, could you test me for this? Yeah. I am what I am. What difference is it going to make?
Right, I agree.
This tiger's not changing his stripes to 52. Like,
right. Not if he has to think about it.
No.
Malin?
I think if we added all of these filters, you would almost have to rank like how important they are to you. If she's a sink stacker, where does that fall on my list? Is that a non-negotiable, or is that
she has an 849 credit score, but she leaves dishes in the sink?
Right.
Okay, so you need a filter.
A filter, basically.
Filter your filters, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like when you're shopping for a new car, you can put based on price or based on the features that you want, and you're able to adjust those accordingly. Yeah. So like, okay, what, like you said, the non-negotiables.
Jay in Nashville says there should be a picture of your fingernails and toenails just so I know your hygiene level.
Toenails could get fetishy real fast.
Or toilet seat.
Toilet seat.
How often do you clean that thing?
Yeah.
I'll do sometimes when I go to people's houses, like being at Hot Wings' house the other day for the bonfire, totally fine. But when I go to some people's houses, I'll lift the toilet seat to see, should I sit down on this or not? And
I don't come to our house.
Well, you have six boys in your house.
There are two bathrooms that I consider ruined in our house by the boys.
At your house, the toilet seat's probably the cleanest part of the bathroom because it's just everywhere else.
Yeah, the bathroom in the basement is, that's a Wild West.
Yeah.
Like, if you take a black light in there, oh, Lord.
Would it just be one solid color? Probably.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know where it was.
Glow? We did. We painted it Kelly's favorite color. Glow.
Oh, no. Now I know why that's my favorite color. Oh, no.
No. Bad, bad. Very bad.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.